This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
When we look at animal health issues, ringworm is at the top of the list, and that's our focus on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. For more info about their programs, services, events, and much more, go to their free website at pdpw.org. Dr. Chelsea Helschbach, Assistant Professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, tells us more about ringworm.
Something that haunts us all, especially those of us who show cattle. So having your cattle plagued with this disease is something that we all worry about. So the scientific name for ringworm is dermatophytosis, but ringworm is the common name, and it's, again, because of the type of lesions that we see. Ringworm is caused by a fungus. There's many different types of fungus, but trichophyton is the name of the most common fungus that affects cattle that causes this condition. Something important to note is that the incubation period is about 2 to 4 weeks. So if your animal comes into direct contact with an infected animal, it's going to be a couple weeks before you start seeing the clinical signs of hair loss. There are a few things that predispose animals to developing ringworm. Their overall health status is the big one. So if your animal is suffering from pneumonia, shipping fever, scours, and they already have a compromised immune system, they may be more likely to contract this disease. Additionally, nutrition plays a really big role. So having a balanced diet and certain things like housing, overcrowded environment, and stress can predispose animals to infection. This fungus, it only affects the superficial tissues, so the outer layer of the skin and the hair. And when it actually contacts living cells, so in the dermis, it stops its spread. So we typically don't see deeper ulcerations or lesions, but animals can develop a secondary bacterial infection, these infections, and don't have the normal skin barriers to protect the skin. Most importantly, in regards to human health, ringworm is what we call zoonotic. So humans can contract disease from animals. That is where we're most concerned about this in our animals that are going to public exhibitions and sales. So the concern is it is contagious to humans. You know, we think of children that may be the most likely to be petting these animals, mostly concerning if people are immunocompromised or have other underlying health problems that could cause a more serious infection. You want to keep in mind that you don't want to spread infection to other people's animals and cause that infection to go into their herds as well. So through direct animal contact, we can spread the infection as well. So humans, most importantly, but also preventing infection to a naive population is also important.
Comments from Dr. Chelsea Helschbach, Assistant Professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal.
One of the biggest questions people ask is, how can we treat ringworm? How can we slow its spread? And how can I get it to clear up so that I can take my animal to a show? And unfortunately, there is no magic cure for the treatment of ringworm. The infections are going to be mostly self-limiting, so they're going to heal on kind of a natural timeline, which unfortunately can take a while, especially to see full hair regrowth. So 1 to 3 months would be kind of that time frame where we'll see infections clear up. And the last note I would just say is that immune status does play a really important role in ringworm infections. And in particular, some of our trace minerals like zinc and selenium, if animals have low levels of those minerals, they can very much be predisposed to developing more severe infections. And you can see it run through populations of heifers pretty significantly if your trace minerals are deficient. So that is something where, again, I would advise working with your veterinarian. You can do blood serum concentrations to measure these things. In the Midwest, we are in a selenium deficient region of the country. So that is something that a lot of people actually are deficient in, or a lot of animals are deficient in. And so they may be supplementing already, but if not, and you think that ringworm is a problem, this may be something you want to look into further with help from your veterinarian.
Those are comments from Dr. Chelsea Helschbach, Assistant Professor at UW School of Veterinary Medicine. If you'd like to hear her full presentation on ringworm, go to pdpw.org and click on the Dairy Signal. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.